Everybody hear me all right?
Yeah.
All the way in the back? I wouldn't want anybody to miss any of these pearls of wisdom. I'm A.G., a glutton, a compulsive eater. And if I make today, by the grace of God, the help of the program, and y'all's support, on this go-around, I'll have 15 years, 9 months, 4 days of abstinence, and I've lost over 100 pounds since I came back to the program, and I'm far more than that, below my usual weight, and I am deeply, deeply grateful for this recovery. Hiya, folks. I tell you what, folks, since I'm going to work, let me take care of a couple of housekeeping chores first. Judith has already mentioned the Ask It Basket. It's really kind of one of my favorite things about being involved in a convention. It is your opportunity to ask that anonymous question about something you've always wondered about without risking anything. And I will not look at the questions before I take them out to answer them, so all of the answers will be spontaneous, and maybe you and I both will learn something. And I'm missing one small piece of paper here with... There it is. The thing is, I have a favor to ask. We are going to have a guided meditation in the morning in the North Room, beginning at 7 o'clock. If you get there after 7 o'clock and the door is closed, please do not come in. Okay? Please do not come into the guided meditation late, because you kind of ruin it for everybody who's in there and concentrating in quiet. So I'll appreciate it if you're coming to the guided meditation in the morning, be on time. If you're not on time, go drink coffee somewhere. I seem relaxed to you tonight. I have to tell you that I have been nervous before speaking, but ever since I heard my friend Richie Kay from California, many of you probably know Richie, since I heard him talk one time and say he got over his nervousness one night, he was standing in the wings of a theater about to walk out and talk in front of many hundreds of compulsive eaters, and he was kind of nervous and shaky, and somebody said, "Richie, how could you be nervous? You're going out to talk in front of people who eat from garbage cans." So if you wonder why I'm relaxed tonight, you'll know what I'm thinking about, okay? Now, I'm going to pass some pictures around. I would ask that whoever ends up with them, please return them to me, because I hope not to be able to make any more like this. Okay, Hannah Mae? Thank you. I am one of those, I believe, born a compulsive eater. I have absolutely no memory of myself as a normal-sized human being. My nickname in grade school, grammar school, whatever you call it here, first grade, was Blubber. I still can't hear that word even used in its proper context without pain. When I was about 8, my parents realized that something was wrong. And I began my first of what was to be nearly a lifetime of rounds of doctors. And we ended up at a pediatrician's office, and that was pretty good going. This was probably 1938. There weren't a lot of pediatricians, and this one happened to be one my mother knew, childhood friend. And he was a kind man, and he examined me carefully, and he told my mother, "Don't worry about it. It's probably just a stage. He'll grow out of it." Well, I grew out all right enough. I did that part of it. Hearing around the program from time to time people saying that compulsive activity, particularly compulsive eating in some cases, is a result of sin. I wonder what sort of sins I had committed at age 7. There's a hell of a lot of good, juicy sins I hadn't even